Every day, dozens of buses run through this garage for maintenance. It's the Harvard District Garage of the Greater Cleveland Regional Transit Authority, RTA for short. Altogether, the Cleveland RTA operates 700 buses. Most of them burn diesel fuel, but more than 20% of the fleet burns compressed natural gas. A mechanic at the Harvard garage, Gary Feudo, says basically the diesel buses and the compressed natural gas buses are not that much different.
Natural gas, there's usually a few more steps and procedures to doing certain jobs, especially pertaining to fuel systems. Diesel and natural gas both have the same sort of preventative maintenance schedule on them. It's just that right now we see more gas buses through the shops because we are ironing out bugs in them.
About 10 years ago, the Cleveland RTA started buying compressed natural gas, or CNG, buses because of concerns about pollution. In downtown Cleveland, the stench of diesel fumes from buses would sometimes seem to just hang in the air. Tougher federal clean air standards persuaded the RTA to go with cleaner running buses, and Cleveland chose compressed natural gas. The American Public Transit Association says Cleveland is among the top five transit systems purchasing CNG buses. The RTA knew the purchase price of CNG buses would be higher, but estimated the operating cost would not be that much different from a diesel bus. After about a decade of operation, the RTA appointed a task force to study the differences in cost between the CNG buses and diesel buses. Dan Minnick is a spokesperson for the Cleveland RTA.
Well, we found and we quantified to a good degree that CNG is more expensive. It's $46,000 more expensive to buy, maintain, and operate that CNG bus over that 12-year lifespan than it is a comparable diesel bus. So that's a significant amount of money.
Minnick says the difference was more than anyone really expected. It's not that CNG buses are that much more expensive, but mostly because diesel fuel is cheaper than expected. It's dropped dramatically in recent years.
Back in the early 90s, late 80s, it appeared the fuel costs would be comparable between CNG and diesel. That's not the case. Now, part of it is because we're at almost historic lows for diesel and gasoline and fuels of that type. But we didn't foresee that the fuel economy of the CNG engines were not going to be on par with the diesel fuel economy.
The task force appointed by the RTA is now recommending the transit agency stop buying CNG buses. It's calling for a moratorium on the purchase of the compressed natural gas buses for the next 3 to 5 years. Some see a moratorium as short-sighted. Rich Castle is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. Castle says the reason to use a cleaner-burning fuel such as natural gas is because of health benefits, not money.
Now, diesel buses are extremely high emitters of very fine particles that are so small they get very, very deep in our lungs, past all of our defense mechanisms, where they help contribute to increased asthma emergencies, various cancers, heart disease, even premature death. As a result, the reasons to switch are more health-based than cost-based.
Castle says he's surprised the Cleveland RTA is even considering a moratorium on buying CNG buses because the transit agency has been a leader in cleaner running buses. The NRDC spokesperson says most transit authorities across the nation are looking to phase out diesel buses, not go back to them. Rich Castle says with gasoline and diesel prices likely to bounce back up, a moratorium might be premature.
There's no more direct way to clean up Cleveland Air than to clean up the transit fleets that are operating in the city streets. I would hope that they wouldn't focus on a near-term and perhaps temporary fuel price situation, because fuel prices, as we know, sometimes change radically and quickly.
If the Cleveland RTA approves the task force recommended moratorium, the task force believes that moratorium should be reviewed every year. But in the interim period, only purchase diesel buses. The task force also recommends looking into new, less polluting technologies, but it pulls up short of recommending anything beyond investigating those technologies. Transit agencies have looked to Cleveland as a leader in using less polluting fuels. They'll now be looking to the Cleveland RTA to see if the next step continues that trend or if it's back to diesel. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.